This is Haystack News from AI Northwest. I'm Leo. We find the signal in the week of artificial intelligence, and today the week moved on its own. With me, as always, is Jess, who watches the patterns underneath the headlines. Jess, good to have you.
Glad to be here, Leo, and glad you're with us. Yesterday, we laid out the week as two curves pulling apart. Today, the news did the bending for us.
That's the whole episode, honestly. Yesterday, we said the money and the permission were pulling apart. Overnight, both of them moved, and they moved exactly the way we said they would. The Capitol curve filed to go public and announced $50 billion in U.S. data centers. The consent curve walked into a county commission meeting in Texas. Two deep dives today, and they're the same two curves. Caught mid-bend. Just set the table.
Keep one idea in your pocket. These aren't two stories reacting to each other by accident. The money going public is what finances the build-out that lands in that Texas county. Watch them collide. Leo, the board.
Here's what's on the board. Illinois will sign what's being called America's Strongest AI Safety Law. Senate Bill 315 mandates annual independent audits of frontier AI companies. It passed the House 110-0, with OpenAI and Anthropic both backing it. Second, GitHub Copilot's token billing went live, and developers are naming their exits out loud. Direct Claude, OpenAI Codex, local, open source models. And third, OpenAI shipped GPT 5.5.
Look at what threads through those three: regulation, a billing revolt, and a brand new flagship model, all in one news cycle. The field is moving on every axis at once, and two of those three are the public pushing back.
Hold those. They come back. Just take the first deep story. The biggest one is the Capitol curve changing shape. Yesterday, Anthropic raised $65 billion in private capital. Today, it filed confidentially to go public, edging ahead of OpenAI in the race to public markets. Same company, same money, 24 hours later, on a path to a market where any investor can buy in. And the numbers carry it. A $965 billion valuation, $10.9 billion revenue in the second quarter, more than doubling quarter over quarter, plus a $50 billion U.S. data center build-out with FluidStack, Texas, and New York, 800 permanent jobs, sites coming online through 2026. And fair moment to say it plainly. The scripts on this show, including this one, are written and researched with Claude.
The voices are entirely ours, though. Open source, rendered right here on the machine, so no conflict, just the irony. Now, Leo, what does a confidential filing actually buy them?
The key word is confidential. It buys them time and cover. The filing lets them advance IPO preparation while keeping their financials out of rivals' hands and off the public record. They move toward the market without showing the cards yet.
And that's the part I keep circling, Leo. Does filing in secret at a $965 billion valuation signal confidence in the revenue, or a rush to lock that number in before the consent problem prices it down?
Both cases are live. The bull case is that the revenue is real and more than doubling. So you're paying for a slope that's genuinely climbing. The bear case is that a public market asks harder questions than a private round. The same regulators writing audit laws in Illinois will be writing disclosure rules for this IPO. But step back. This is the money curve, and it just went public. So that's the money pole, now public and going domestic. Now the other curve. Jess, this one's about who gets to say no. Yesterday, the consent curve was a national map of complaints. Today, it's one county. Hood County, Texas, population 62,000. Southwest to Fort Worth faces eight proposed data centers spanning more than 7,600 acres, about 12 square miles. And the county judge said on the record he has almost no legal power to stop it. Two moratorium attempts both failed 3-2 in February and March.
And listen to how the residents found out. Fence signs and Facebook alerts? That's it. No hearing, no notice. Which is the exact echo from yesterday, Leo. The word they kept using was transparency. The same word that showed up most in the 4,000 submissions to the Propovich map, same complaint, one Texas county. And now the number that closes the loop with the first story, about $64 billion in U.S. data center projects have already been blocked or delayed by local opposition across the country. At least 14 states have communities with moratoriums, so if you live near cheap land and a power line, this is the meeting that shows up on your county agenda next. The $50 billion build-out Anthropic just announced is exactly what lands in counties like Hood.
Let me push on that, though. Those moratoriums failed 3-2, twice. The state senator isn't threatened to investigate counties that try. So sentiment is soft, capital is hard, and the build-out wins anyway. Doesn't local opposition just lose?
In the vote, yes, for now. But look at the scale they're fighting. One project, Comanche Circle, would need 95 million gallons of water to start. Three combined could draw up to 3 gigawatts, enough for 3 million homes. That's not invisible. And that's the ley line. The two curves are one story, and you're watching them collide in a single county. The IPO that filed this morning finances exactly the infrastructure that Judge says he can't stop.
So here's what to watch this week. First, whether Illinois Senate Bill 315 becomes the template other states copy. Three states now have frontier rules. The federal government has none. Second, whether the Anthropic filing forces OpenAI to file too. The public market races on. And third, whether that $50 billion buildout starts showing up on county agendas like Hood County. Because yesterday, two curves crossed. Overnight, both bent the way we said they would. The Capitol went public, and a county judge went on the record saying he has no power to stop it. Watch which curve bends the other first.
Thanks for spending part of your day with us. We'll be back tomorrow with the next edition, and the conversation keeps going on the forum at AI Northwest. Bring us what you're seeing.
That's the week so far from Haystack. Keep finding the signal. For AI Northwest, I'm Leo.